If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Well, it's time for Bob's record collection, and on this Christmas Eve morning, Malakalikimaka is a Hawaiian-themed Christmas song written in 1949 by R. Alex Anderson. The song takes its title from the Hawaiian transliteration of Merry Christmas, Malakalikimaka. Now, one of the earliest recordings of the song was by Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters from 1950 on Decca Records, and that's what you're hearing in the background right now. Now, the song has been covered by many artists and used in several films, including National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is celebrating its 35th anniversary this holiday season. And with a lead-in by Bing Crosby, one of the stars of this holiday film, which has been touring the country showcasing this very movie, comedy icon Chevy Chase joins us on this Christmas Eve morning. Hey there, Chevy.
Oh, man, you know what? How about if I use this voice?
That'd be great.
I'm fine.
That's good.
You're welcome. I'm happy to because, frankly, this is what I've been doing around the country. Yeah, you said everything. This is something that I love doing. Sometimes it's Christmas Vacation, sometimes other films, but really throughout this period of time, it's Christmas Vacation because close to Christmas. And I find that movie to be one of the most fun that I did for me. I really enjoyed it, and I love the cast in it. It's very, very funny group. Well, and, you know, it's funny. The movie's funny. I don't like to do movies that aren't funny, frankly. But,
right.
This is one of my favorites.
Well, I'm looking at some lists. I was looking at lists ranked like the all-time top Christmas movies from AMC, Variety, Esquire, Rolling Stone magazine. And National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is always in the top three with It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story. It beats out White Christmas, Home Alone, Miracle on 34th Street. Does the level of success with this movie surprise you at all when it comes to this film?
What you just said surprised me, yeah. I mean, I think the greatest of all time is Jimmy Stewart. Mm-hmm. I love that movie, which is probably number one, right?
Yeah, it's number one.
That's a brilliant movie, and I think he's really my favorite screen actor, Jimmy Stewart, of all time. I met him once, by the way.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was about in my early 20s, and I met him, and he said, get out of here. That was about it. He just thought I was some guy, you know. I didn't know what to do, so I left.
That's awesome. You know, he did that film, I think, right when he came out of World War II. Like, he landed back in the States, and that's the film he did.
Yeah.
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 Pretty classic.
Quite amazing, really, because this he was so real as an actor. Mm-hmm. I try to be, but I just end up being a clown. But...
No,
I like playing Clark Griswold. I think Clark Griswold is a great character.
It is, but you know what? There's moments in those films, though, all the vacation films, where, you know, yes, it is all about the funny, but then there's, you know, touching moments you have, and especially in that movie, watching home movies, growing up with your parents, and, you know, moments with your kids and stuff. There is still, and I think that's why it still resonates with everybody, right?
It might be. I don't know. I'm surprised at how good it's, as well it's done, and how I haven't made a goddamn cent. No, I'm kidding. But I'm sorry, it's just weird.
It's all good.
That's okay. I didn't mean it. No, I don't really know where it stands in terms of that kind of survey, I think it's just wonderful that it's up there in the top three. It's great.
What a cast you worked with. So you got Beverly, D'Angelo, of course, Randy Quaid, Johnny Galecki, Juliette Lewis, Julie Louis-Dreyfus, but you had legends on there, like John Randolph, Diane Ladd, E.G. Marshall from 12 Angry Men, Doris Roberts. I mean, what a cast.
I know. And wasn't he in The Defenders, too, on TV?
He was, yeah.
E.G. Marshall.
Yes, he was.
I was amazed by the fact that we could get these people. But, you know, some of them were older now and were, at the time, let's say, older. And, you know, had been gone from television stardom and whatnot for some years. And were very happy to be in it. Because, you know, actors love to act. There's no getting around that.
They do.
And so, I mean, it was just a wonderful cast. And I felt that they were a part of my life at that time. It was really great stuff.
Yeah.
Nope. Anyway, the movie is, like I say, it's very funny. It still is to me. It's also moving, as you said, in some ways. It's not that I took anything too seriously at that time, but, you know, I am an actor.
Yes, you are. And I was going to say, you're also, you know, you're also a writer. You're also an improviser. So did you, you know, I'm sure they gave you some free rein in the movie and all your movies for that matter to just do what you felt was right and improvise and have some fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And in this one, I think it was Jeremiah was the director. Absolutely. But Fletch would be a perfect example. I just sort of winged it the whole way through because I was just sort of being myself. Here I had to play the character as it related to these very fine actors and kids, too.
Yeah.
And so it was a lesson for me in many ways about how to control myself.
Gotcha.
And be a part of something that was bigger than myself, as it were, you know.
I think you broke your finger in one of the scenes that you were improvising, actually, didn't you?
Oh, God, I know. I'm surprised you knew that. It's true. It's in the very beginning of the movie, I'm trying to light the roof of the house, which I try here, too. My own home, but you know, the amount of lights is just outrageous in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Very funny.
For sure.
But I'm trying to get it started, and I won't get started. I'm getting more and more peeved, and there's a. I noticed at the time, this really happened live, at the time that there were these deer on the lawn, like I had placed them there, or like I didn't know, you know, that this is what the prop people do. But I guess there's a backstory to it that this is what Clark does. And I was so angry that I went over and punched one of the deers. And unfortunately, I didn't realize that the deer was not made of rubber. It was, you know, made of like hard plastic.
Right.
That just broke my pinky and immediately. That's... And I had to keep up the whole scene because,
sure.
You know, it was busted, but. You know, I just had to get the scene done and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then
later
found out it was broken.
You know, Vacation, there was a ton of movies in this franchise. Like, what would you say is your favorite, maybe your second favorite, but like, what did you really thought was the best of the best?
Oh, man. I cannot let go of the very first one. Because it was new, partially to me, but also because, you know, it's got Imogene Coke. It's got a great cast,
yes.
too.
You know, and here you are, like, and I will tell you, you know, and I know we're talking about Christmas Vacation, but another one that my family loves is Funny Farm. And my fiance and I were in Vermont this past October, and we went to see the actual house from the movie. It's a great movie, too.
I thought it was good. And you know, that was George, George Jesus Christ. No. George Roy Hill.
I just got it too. Yeah. George Roy Hill.
But you wonderful man. And so he made a special thing. You know, most of the directors I had were sort of first timers or, you know, I mean, I had Harold Ramis was great, but a great friend, really. And the first time he ever directed was me. And Caddyshack, and one of the vacation movies. And in any case, the fun comes from sometimes the knowledge of the director, and a guy like George Ray Hill, who had done so many great movies, was just so much fun to be around and listen to, watch him direct. I learned a great deal. I never liked him much. Anyway, I don't care. I said it, okay?
You said it. All right, comedy icon Chevy Chase. His on-screen wife, Beverly D'Angelo, joins us next.
Mark, we're stuck under a truck.
Do you honestly think I don't know that?
Come on, you guys, don't fight.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I didn't do this on purpose.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And forgive my husband. He knows not what he does.
All right, Dave Plyer in for Bob Sirott on this Christmas Eve morning. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is celebrating its 35th anniversary. And as we just celebrated with Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, who played Ellen Griswold in the Vacation franchise for just over 40 years, joins us this morning. Merry Christmas to you, Bev.
Merry Christmas to you, Dave.
All right, 35 years of Christmas Vacation, Bev. This movie always is ranked at the top of every holiday film ranking, coming in at number two of one of the best Christmas movies of all time from AMC's list. So, I mean, did you ever think when you were even filming this thing, it would be...
I walked off.
A holiday classic. No, it's a holiday classic. Like, it's a tradition in my family to sit down and watch it. Yeah.
Well, we have such few traditions left that are comfortable. I mean, it beat Home Alone.
Yeah.
Wow. White Christmas.
It beat a Christmas story.
Oh, my God! There it is. Rarely has a third installment been the equal of its two predecessors, but such is the case with this threequel involving Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo, Audrey Juliet, Rusty Griswold, the mishap besieged family get-together. That's good. Mishap besieged family. And then it's a wonderful. That's
look at that.
Wild.
Isn't that great? You got to be proud.
Fantastic.
Come on. Yeah, yeah. And
you know, I do this thing on, it's called Cameo. I'm not plugging. I'm just going to share something.
Yeah, yeah. I know Cameo.
I guess I am plugging, but cameo.com. Mm-hmm. And it's a site where you can go and you can get personalized videos made for you from, you know, anybody who's on that site. There are lots of celebs and actors and singers and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm on that, and I'm getting, like, so many every day, please say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, to the point where I think I'm going to do, like, a special Christmas thing.
We should.
Just devoted to Christmas. Well, yeah, but my big concept is get all my Christmas decor done and then make my, like, little trailer video for, you know, getting people to get
one.
Oh,
that's smart. I like that.
But I haven't gotten the decorations up yet. I've got three Christmas trees, so.
Oh, nice.
Well, it's just 1 8-foot one and two tabletops.
I like it.
I like it, too, but I can't find any of my lights. Somebody said you better get out there and buy your Christmas tree ornaments. And I said, don't you know that people that celebrate Christmas have boxes in their garage or their attic for their ornaments, and they sit there except for, like, maximum of a month every year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, yeah.
You know, Steve Jobs said that you should throw away anything that can be replaced for $25 or less.
Wow.
Don't, because you need
that's
the
interesting.
Space.
Yeah,
don't
I do need the space.
Store
yeah.
anything that costs that would cost $25 or less.
Yeah, we get a lot of crap. Yeah,
we got a lot of crap.
Yeah, we do have a lot of crap. We do. Back to 35 years of this iconic movie. What a cast it had! It was extraordinary. You had Chevy, Juliette Lewis, Johnny Galecki.
Johnny Galecki may be one of the coolest.
Yeah, right. From Chicago.
You know, I mean, and talk about revisits, because he really was a standout kid because he was kind, he was aware, he was astute, he was incredibly well-mannered, and he didn't have any kidisms. You know,
yeah, like
I've worked with a lot of young actors and very young actors, And there's a certain infantilism, because if they get into it early, they kind of unconsciously learn, like, to do kidism, cute things,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, sure.
And he wasn't like that. And, in fact, he was so solid that I actually was concerned for him entering into the world of Chevy and I.
Oh.
Is he going to survive this? And so when he would come on the set, I would sing, Johnny Galecki is a big, big man. Because he was short.
He was a little guy at the time, yeah.
He was a little guy.
Yeah.
And he just had this sunny little dimpled smile and everything. Cut to, we do this panel at the Academy, and this guy is, he's really like on all, firing on all eight engines or whatever.
Yeah.
That expression is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fantastic. He's deeply creative, really, really savvy, and still solid as a rock. Good guy, but cool good guy.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy like sometimes you look at good guys, you know, oh, they're good because they're so, you know, straight ahead and they're probably, you know, they're good.
Well, I love that you say that about Johnny, because I spoke to him some years ago about Christmas Vacation myself, Bev, and this is what he said about this holiday classic and how he got the part.
It was amazing, and it was completely unforeseen. I mean, like I said, my agency at the time, we had started to put ourselves, put me on tape and send it on out. But that was exciting just to know that in itself, to know that someone in Los Angeles, someone in Hollywood was watching my tape, was watching my audition tape. And so the expectations were low. And on that, when I booked the role on Christmas Vacation, I was still living in Chicago, and
oh, okay,
it was that simple situation. They sent in a tape and that I had made, and casting liked it, and they flew me out to Los Angeles, and I read with Chevy Chase and Jeremiah Chesick, the director, and Chevy gave me the role that day. It was really just
wow.
A kind of whirlwind, dream come true experience.
Just can't believe you're actually standing here in my living room, Eddie. Never thought the day would come.
Yeah, I'm excited about it too. Yeah. It's a crying shame the older kids couldn't make it. Yeah, I got the daughter in the clinic getting cured off the wild turkey. And the older boy, bless his soul, is preparing for his career.
College?
Carnival.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
All right, we are celebrating the 35th anniversary of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and State Player in for Bob Sirott. And we are talking to Beverly D'Angelo. You know, we were talking about this cast that was in Christmas Vacation. It was vintage Hollywood. Imogene Coca was in the first one, and it's amazing who was in this movie.
John Randolph.
Yeah, John Randolph.
E.G. Marshall.
Yeah.
William Hickey.
Yeah.
Diane Ladd.
And Doris Roberts. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Defenders, E.G. Marshall, 12 Angry Men, John Randolph, you know, he was originally George Costanza's dad on Seinfeld, like in one of the first couple episodes. But I mean, think about these. And then Aunt Bethany, she was the voice of Betty Boop. Betty Boop, the voice of Betty Boop.
Well, now actually, but here's the thing. What she told me was that her Betty Boop connection was that in those days, you would go and they had cartoons before movies, like it was a whole event. So you go to the movies. There'd be like a double feature, even if it was a single feature, there was a show that went along with them. And so the actors in the shows would perform a live performance before the movie. She toured with the Betty Boop cartoon kind of trailer things. And she would go on stage and do a Betty Boop act.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, this whole animation thing, before you got into acting, weren't you an illustrator for Hanna-Barbera?
I wasn't an illustrator. I started at the level of what's called inker and painter.
Mm.
And pre-computer, there was the way that you made cartoons was each cell had to be individually painted. And it was kind of, and then... In essence, just to make it like really easy, in essence, all those cells were put on a kind of rotating thing, and those were filmed as they flipped around.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, the skill set was like staying in the lines. Not my skill set. And also, interesting to me, you know, like depending on where the cell was placed in the sequence of mm-hmm. action, there were different shades of particular colors, like red 1, red 4, red 14. So you kind of like sat there all day. But at Hanna-Barbera, they called them something. I don't think it was the girls, but it was women who did this mostly.
Wow.
You know, like about 100, like about 99%. But I just remember, I was so young. I kind of got out of high school and then came here as a summer job, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
But I never went back. It was like a permanent gap year.
Oh, very cool. So what are your holiday plans, Bev?
Well, we have a two-household family. So there's Al's house and my house.
Right.
And so for all our holidays, we kind of like shuffle, like, are we going to Al's? Are we coming to mine? But I had a killer Thanksgiving party, and Al said, you should do all the parties this year. So anyway, yeah, it's like,
and we're talking about Al Pacino.
Right. The father of my kids,
yeah,
and
yeah.
wonderful co-parent.
Yeah, that's cool.
The word.
Yeah,
in
nice
my, yeah, we're great friends. So anyway,
so you're hosting.
Yeah. So anyway, Christmas Day is at Anton's apartment. And I think for Christmas Day, because it's also an apartment, and there'll be more than just the nuclear, but not so much more. I mean, it's just me, Anton, Alan, and Livy, but on Christmas Day, we'll have some more relatives.
That's
just
nice.
A few.
Nice.
But I'm thinking for Christmas Day, I'm going to do just endless homemade pieces, and I'm not kidding.
Ooh.
That everybody just,
sounds,
you know,
good. Yeah.
Picks their toppings and you put the dough in, and because I'll just get everything together the night before, so it'll all be risen by the time I get it out there. I'll probably do some casseroles and stuff, so it won't be like a big feast day. But then Boxing Day is a big deal at my house
26,
again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll do like, you know, a whole deal there, and that's going to be much bigger. Although rain is predicted, so
yeah.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, Christmas this year is a 3-day marathon.
Ah, yeah,
and I've got
like
lights
it, yeah.
happening. I've got Christmas.
Yeah, find
lights
your lights
all over my backyard.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I,
yeah.
Okay, here's my confession.
Yeah,
I've kept them up now for 2 years. I just like it.
I do too.
I like it year round.
I have it going around my fence. It's kind of a nice, even when
does
you're
it
sitting
make
in the
you
back
happy?
In the summer. It does make me happy. Yeah.
Do you keep them up all year?
Yeah, but they're not. They're like,
it's kind of a white trash thing to do, but I love it.
They're like bigger bulbs in my yard, so they look like they could be summer backyard patio lights.
Yeah,
so,
it's
yeah,
nice.
With it.
So are they colored?
No, they're white.
Well, I've got the white too, but you know, I've got the colored ones.
Okay, well, that's very Christmas.
Yeah, but I keep them up year round. I really do, and it's not because of Christmas itself. It's just because I like all the decor. And also, can I just add one more thing?
Yeah.
Maybe the best thing about the Christmas season is people are so nice to each other.
Yeah. What happens in January?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if it just kind of continued? Like,
yeah, that would be nice.
If it could be extended.
I mean,
if you really, I was telling someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas that if you really want to understand why it's so compelling every year, just go to a Christmas tree lot,
yeah.
You know, and you'll just feel the vibe. Where, oh no, you need the tabletop. Well, I don't need the tabletop. We're, like if this was about any other thing, it's like.
Yeah.
You know, they'd grab the Christmas the item out of your hands, but it's kind and it's
yeah.
just it's a wonderful, wonderful time of year to remember, you know, what it means to give.
And be together too.
And be together.
Yeah.
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 Good things.
Great.
Merry Christmas to you, Bev.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Talk to you next
Take
year.
Care. Sounds good. All right. Bye bye.
Okay.